This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has arrived in Jakarta on the first leg of his high-stakes three-nation Indo-Pacific tour to Indonesia, Australia and New Zealand. Upon arrival at the Jakarta airport, Mr. Modi was personally received by Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto. Prime Minister was accorded a grand and enthusiastic welcome from the local Indonesian community and the Indian diaspora. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said, "India and Indonesia elevated their relations to a comprehensive strategic partnership in 2018, which has benefited the people. A vibrant cultural program featuring traditional Indonesian and Indian dance performances was organized to welcome the Prime Minister, reflecting the deep civilizational and cultural bonds shared by the two countries. During the visit, Prime Minister Modi will hold bilateral talks with Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met with King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa in Bahrain and discussed ways to further strengthen bilateral partnership. Jaishankar arrived in Bahrain from Qatar on the second leg of his four-nation visit to the Gulf, which also includes Kuwait and Oman. The minister conveyed the greetings of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi to the King and thanked him for ensuring the safety and well-being of the Indian diaspora in Bahrain. Mr. Jaishankar also interacted with the members of the Indian community in Bahrain. During the ongoing visit, Jaishankar has been meeting his counterparts and top leaders of the four Gulf countries to enhance bilateral relations and exchange views on regional developments and issues of mutual interest. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India's leather and footwear sector, which currently exports goods worth around $4.5 billion, has significant growth potential, with 38 developed countries opening their markets to Indian products through free trade agreements, FTAs. These countries include the United Kingdom, Oman, the UAE, and several others. Addressing the Council for Leathers Export National Export Excellence Awards 2024-25 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Goyal said that several countries, including Ecuador, are also keen to conclude free trade agreements with India, creating new opportunities for Indian exporters. The Ministry of Tribal Affairs will organize a two-day national workshop on strengthening tribal research institutes, TRIs, from today in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. Union Minister of Tribal Affairs, Shual Oram, will inaugurate the workshop. The workshop will bring together around 200 participants. On the occasion, the Ministry of Tribal Affairs and Sampurna Anand Sanskrit Vidyalaya Varanasi will sign a memorandum of understanding. Major highlight of the event will be the launch of Tribex, the first of its kind digital learning platform dedicated to tribal arts, culture, languages, traditional knowledge and skill development. In Andhra Pradesh, the fishermen rescued after a fishing boat capsized off the Vishakhapatnam coast has been brought ashore safely, while the search operation for the six missing fishermen has been intensified. According to an official release, the rescued fisherman Kari Chinna was airlifted by an Indian Navy helicopter to INS Dega and shifted to a hospital for treatment. He survived by swimming to the merchant vessel which rescued him. The search and rescue operation is continuing. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu has directed officials to intensify the search for the remaining six fishermen. In the FIFA World Cup, Spain defeated Portugal 1-0 in a closely fought round of 16 clash in Dallas, Texas, to book their place in the quarterfinals. Spain's Mikel Merino scored the decisive goal in the 90th minute plus stoppage time. In the other round of 16 fixture, co-hosts the United States will take on Belgium in Seattle this morning at 5:30 a.m. Indian time. In boxing, India continued its impressive campaign at the U23 Asian Championships in Jakarta yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.